Hey, Brown Beauties.
You're tuned into Well Honestly, a podcast where wisdom meets wellness.
Well, hello there. This is our first interview, people. I mean, this is our first interview in a new series of women who have changed their health and lifestyle to overcome health challenges. And how they did it, we wanted to inspire you. So today, we're going to introduce you to Yvette Jones Swanson, a remarkable individual who has triumphed over incredible adversity and emerged as a beacon of hope and inspiration. Yvette's journey has been marked by numerous challenges, including a heart attack, COVID-19 pneumonia, and a stroke that left her immobile for 6 months. However, her spirit and her unwavering determination led her to a path of healing and transformation. Welcome, Yvette. We're so glad you're here. We want to hear all about the things I am. Let me give people a little background. So Yvette and I met actually during COVID, if I'm not mistaken. And we're both realtors. So we both have day jobs. Okay. And so we started working together a little bit as a realtor, and then Yvette got sick. And I remember I was just starting to really put myself out there in terms of helping people to heal. And I was trying all different things. And so I remember when I saw on Facebook that she was ill, I offered to bring her one of my favorite, one of my bombs. I call it my T-bombs, right. COVID healing bombs. I left it at her doorstep. And then I kept following her to see, you know, how she was doing. And she actually journaled this per video all across the internet. You might recognize her face because she was very vocal about every step of the way of letting us know how she was doing, you know, what things she was doing to heal herself. So today we are excited to have her here so that she can tell you herself exactly what she did. And so let's hear from Yvette. All right. So Yvette, tell our audience some of the things that you've done. I know you've done a lot. First of all, before we get there, tell us how you're doing today. I mean, a heart attack, a stroke. I mean, COVID-19, pneumonia, that's a lot. And looking at you right now, you look the picture of health. God is good, isn't he?
He is, all the time. And that's one of the things that kept me going, that kept me realizing that if God didn't keep me when I had that near-death experience in the hospital from COVID, he still wants me here. So going through all those days of pain and sleepless nights and days, because I remember once I was up for, I documented that too.
I can remember you telling me you couldn't sleep and you were actually... I know what you were doing. You were doing plants. You were making those little, what do you call those plants?
Succulents.
Yeah, succulents. So you were doing things. So let me ask you a question. So you were doing things to keep your mind occupied during this time.
Not just occupied, because I couldn't work. My mind could not handle the stressors of real estate, the stressors of talking to people and hearing their housing concerns and their family issues. I couldn't, my mind couldn't go there. So it just hurt so bad. Not like a headache, but it was intense anxiety, intense, just through the roof, stress. And I couldn't, so I found things that still required thinking, but not solving. Okay. So I had to think about the succulents and I had to think how they made me feel. And this is alive. I'm not doing it anymore, but back then when I was healing from the heart attack, COVID and the stroke, the succulents gave me a sense of peace, Wow. And it still allowed my mind to create, because I'm a creative person. And at the end of the day, my husband asked me, because I had my whole island filled. He said, "What are you going to do with all of these?" And I would just come and look at them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, you're right. I just do something." So I just posted them on Facebook, and people say, "Hey, how much you selling them for?" I'm like, "Oh, okay, sell them." So, but that really just relaxed my mind. I couldn't even watch TV the way I used to watch TV. Mm. You know, I would watch the animal shows or the shows that travel. You know, the people would go around traveling to exotic places. And
so you've come a long way. You've come a long way. So tell us some of the things that you did to help heal yourself, because I know that you were not just relying on what the doctors are telling you to do.
Oh.
And that's one of the reasons that I know you're going to be such an inspiration to women who, one of the things we did, we took a poll and we found that among Black women right now today, one of their biggest concerns is being underdiagnosed or misdiagnosed by doctors, or being mistreated by doctors, or doctors not giving them the correct information. It was shocking. 80% of brown women around the world said that they have had problems with doctors.
Hey, hey, y'all. Brown Women Wellness is proud to present our newly formulated anti-inflammatory herbal tea, Serenity, a refined formula that boasts a potent mix of inflammation-fighting herbs such as ginger root, cat's claw, cinnamon, lavender, hawthorn leaf, and turmeric, targeting the fundamental cause of many health issues, inflammation. Discover these transformative wellness solutions on our website. Visit brownwomanwellness.com to explore Serenity and Spice of Life and embrace a life of enriched health and flavor.
So tell the audience some of the things that you did, you know, to help heal yourself. Because again, women right now are very leery of their doctors and the medical professions. So we want to know some of the things that you did.
Okay, so I wanted to first find out what was going on in my body. Because my body had changed drastically from the time I was growing up all through my 30s, early up until I was 50 years of age. Hmm. And when I got sick after having the heart attack, COVID-19 pneumonia, and the stroke, there were things going on in my body. So when I went to the doctor to have a full blood workup, and I wanted to know what was going on. What conditions was my body suffering with? Mm-hmm. And I was diagnosed with obesity, first of all. She said, "You got to mm-hmm. lose some weight. How you do that, doc?"
Right.
No answer.
Right. They don't have a clue.
They don't have a clue. Look at this picture of food.
They just know that you need to lose weight. Now you have to go figure it out. Right.
Figure it out. Yes. And then, so I was diagnosed with diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, a heart condition. Oof. That was exacerbated by these conditions.
Wow.
Inflammation, real bad inflammation, which caused extreme and dilapidating. I don't know. I couldn't move. Joint pain. Okay.
Because I remember you were going to Stretch Lab and you told me about Stretch Lab.
Right. Yeah. That was, I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
That's what helped to save my life, is learning how to stretch.
Wow.
And with the inflammation and the severe joint pain, I was always sad and depressed with high anxiety, insomnia, and gout. And something else was going on. I can't remember, but I was diagnosed. And I've got bags of medication still to this day that I told my doctor, finally, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything you're telling me. And I was also, check this out, I was also scheduled with the date and the time to show up to have my right knee removed and replaced.
Woo! Wow.
By the VA doctors.
Okay. Okay.
And then my lady doctor at the VA, she even suggested that I have a hysterectomy.
Wow.
So I'm saying you've prescribed me 9 medications, 9 pharmaceutical drugs, a right knee replacement, and a hysterectomy. And in my mind, because I'm always creating and thinking and developing and solving, I like to solve and serve. So I'm like, that's what I got to do for myself. I got to solve this problem and serve myself. So I didn't take any of those drugs. And I told my doctor, I'm going to try something different or die trying.
So when you told your doctor you were going to try something different, what was the doctor's reaction?
Well, you know, they don't like that, but they did say, well, that's what you're going to do. Just, you know, stay in touch with us. And I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I came back and I put myself through a lot of testing that I had to send my doctors to approve, and they did. I went for chiropractic because my knee was so jacked up. And that's what they were trying to adjust. I had acupuncture. I paid $1,700 for 6 injections of ozone. Figure that one out.
Okay.
And a vitamin B cocktail that didn't work.
Okay.
But, you know, I would have done anything to save my knee from being replaced. I'm a young woman. I still like to jump rope and hula hoop and double dutch and, you know, move, dance. I want to get around.
Right.
And that was stopping the flow.
All right. So after you, so tell us, I know I heard some of the things that you did. Acupuncture, heard that you did stretching. What else? Did you change your diet?
Okay, so that came later.
Okay.
So all of this was done within, it started in 100 days. Everything I'm telling you right now is in a 100-day capsule.
Okay.
So once I refused the right knee and the hysterectomy and the medication, in these 100 days, I put myself on to die or die trying. Well, to live. I told her I'm going to. Anyway, I lived.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank God, obviously. And you look like you're thriving, not just living.
Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
So I asked my VA doctors, what are some more resources that I could tap into that are more holistic, you know, and that's how I got into chiropractic and acupuncture. And then they sent me to physical therapy. My physical therapist told me, he said, Yvette, if you want to walk, you're going to have to strengthen your whole body, not just the knee. You can't isolate one part. So now when I hear people going to physical therapy for their shoulder or the knee, I'm like, your physical therapist isn't telling you everything. Mm-hmm. So my physical therapist not only told me, but he showed me. And then Stretch Lab, I found Stretch Lab and they showed me some more. I'm like, oh, this is how you stretch.
And I remember you told me about Stretch Lab. I made an appointment immediately.
Yeah.
It was very different because if you all are not familiar with Stretch Lab, they aid you in stretching. You don't just go there and stretch. They actually have someone aiding you and pulling your body in every different direction to stretch stretch your body, your muscles and all that things. So yeah, Yvette, you introduced me to that and I went for about 6 sessions. Yeah. And
it was great. They got my money over 2 years. They showed me how to stretch and I got close to doing a full split.
I'll post it.
But those were some life-changing physical things that I needed because I hadn't been stretching. I hadn't been moving. I hadn't been doing anything except working. So later on, you know, I was cooking up all this stuff and because my doctor told me, eat the chicken, eat the fish, and you're gonna have the protein. So then I met, I caught up with a friend on Facebook and she exposed her belly. I'm like, nobody's doing that. Mm-hmm. How did you do that? How did you get your big belly to be gone? That was what I thought about, you know, and then I learned what I had heard years before about eating right for your blood type. And I started doing that. But before that, my husband and I went on a 20, and this is all in that 100 days.
Yes. Okay.
We went on day 80 from the 100 day countdown. We took 21 days and did a full body reset. Mm-hmm. And that full body reset was a full body detox. And what it literally did was go through the whole entire body and collect all the parasites, or most of them, I suppose, the worms, the mm-hmm. mucus, mm-hmm. and it started flushing it all out every single day. Mm-hmm. So we did that 21 days, and along with learning how to eat according to our individual blood types.
So was this detox like teas, pills, juices, or just all food?
No. So the detox itself has three components. It has I call it the collector, but it's not called the collector. Mm-hmm. It's the mucus buster, the parasite buster. So it busts it up. That's one powder. The okay. second powder is called the regenerator. Since okay. everything is all the waste is being pushed out, now you got to put in those vitamins and essential nutrients back into your body. Okay. So those two are taken together in a green juice that's specific to the need of the beets that'll go through, you know, different parts. I'm getting ready to plant that now in my garden. But
it's garden season. Yeah.
Yes, I got my map right here of my garden. I'm getting ready to go do that now.
Good for you.
And yes. And then the third pouch is the actual eliminator. So as the parasite mucus buster is collecting everything and the regenerator is putting back in those natural and essential okay. elements, okay. then the tea is eliminating all that stuff out. Okay. When I tell you on the fifth day, I was feeling sexy.
Well, it's a good thing your husband went on it with you. It's a good thing.
It is, you know, when you get rid of waste, it's like emptying your garbage can.
Yes, 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 yes.
In my mind, yeah, the mucus around my brain that was clouded up causing
the brain fog. Yes, it lifted.
That started clearing up, and now I'm starting to think about real business.
Okay.
And then I'm noticing my stride is coming back. I'm getting all
starting
my
to feel like your old self.
Yes. So I'm
or your
like,
young self, I should say.
My young self. Yes. Exactly. So when it was all after the 100 days, when it was all said and done, this is how I was looking.
I remember you've been showing. Yes, that's what led me to. I said, wow. So you went from bloated belly to inflammation filled. So the detox, the 21 day, and how did you get your husband to participate? Because a lot of times, a lot of women struggle with getting their mate to participate with them when they want to go. Because it's challenging. Because I'm kind of going through that right now. I'm in the middle of I'm on my 13th day juice fast, all juices, and my husband cooks beef bacon in the kitchen while I'm Ooh. Juice feasting. I give him some of my juices, but he's like, I don't have a problem. I feel healthy. But you got your husband to work along with you, which I applaud you.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah, when I was, my husband and I, we had just gotten married.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
and I was still a newlywed when all this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And when we met, I kept telling him, you know, I've never been like this before and I don't know what's going on. So he was taking me on the bike trail. He went and he picked the bike out for me. So now we're walking and riding.
Exercise.
Yeah. Right. That was his answer.
That's what a lot of men think.
Right. And then he said, you know, he said he already eats right. He only eats turkey and chicken. I'm like, okay, well, then he says, stop eating the beef and you know, just eat turkey and chicken. So we're you know, I'm doing this with him, but it still wasn't making a difference for me.
Okay.
Right. So
yeah, I think because you are a little further along than some turkey and chicken.
Right.
And a bicycle. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that 5 mile walk that I told him I'm never coming back with you. I didn't like it. I was hot. Yeah. So I had gotten dressed because my husband had gotten angry because I was sick and I wasn't working and he didn't understand that. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what was going on. I just knew I had a heart attack, COVID, and a stroke. And now I'm sitting on the couch with the assistance of coming down the stairs, walking backwards.
So you were not the woman that he married and met. Now you've turned into this woman that is sickly and need help. And I can imagine that had to be quite challenging for him, because that's not the woman that he actually met and married. So I want you guys to listen to this, because this is real life. This happens for real. Okay. And the fact that, but somewhere along the line, you got him to do the 21-day detox with you. So somewhere in there, something changed.
He saw me changing. I told him, I said, I'm going to put myself on a 100-day journey. I'm going to figure this out.
Okay.
You know, you're with me or not. I'm still getting down on this floor in my living room, laying down every morning, stretching. I'm missing important phone calls from the Main Street Organization of Realtors. Yeah. And I'm like, look, I can't think about y'all right now.
Right.
100 days. It's
trying to save your life. You're trying to save your life. Yes.
It's a wrap. Don't call. I'm done.
Yeah.
And he, you know, the fifth day, he looked over the top and he saw me on the floor. He said, oh, you still at it, huh? So he came downstairs and showed me some more stretches. And I'm like, oh, you trying to hurt me, you know, because he wasn't very nice to me during those days.
Okay.
He was angry and I was sick and we didn't know how to fix me.
Right.
So he showed me some more stretches and that's my signature stretch today. Okay. I can stretch my legs behind my head and push myself up from the floor with my shoulders, my legs in the air.
Okay.
That's my signature. So he helped me with that. Mm-hmm. And day 95 of my 100-day journey countdown is when he stepped in.
Okay.
And I kept stretching. I kept cooking the regular foods, more vegetables, of course, but still chicken and turkey and salmon, some fish, throwing that in there too. Day 80, I saw my girlfriend and I'm like, I need my stomach gone too. But it just wasn't the stomach that needed to be gone, that needed to be addressed. It was the whole body.
Right, right.
And I got dressed and I came downstairs and he came down. And he asked me, where are you going? I'm like, oh, here we go again. So I told him, he said, wait, I'm getting dressed. I want to go too. I said, why do you want to go? He said, because I've always wanted to learn more about my health.
Okay, that's good.
He said, this is a life changer.
And now, where did you go?
We went to 35th and Michigan.
Okay.
There is a company called, and we're both now wellness coaches. I'm a certified wellness coach with 2 certifications. He's working on his first certification, but he went through the whole system 3 times of the detox, because it's not a one and done.
Okay. Right. Right.
And we had what's called a bioscan.
Okay.
And that bioscan, unlike the doctors, you know, x-rays and MRIs, and the bioscan looks at our cellular level from the fourth level.
Yes. Yes.
Whereas
it's kind of
our
scary.
Doctors,
it's
yeah,
a little
it
scary.
Is. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, you see
right.
all that?
Right.
Well, the doctors can see your activities at the 70th level. And
that's
by
right.
then, you done got some stuff.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So when they pointed that out and told me about my the clogging of different, I mean it's a lot yeah. to report on. It's in the
right.
book too.
I can imagine. And
yeah.
for those of you know, you can always, if you want to hear more about Yvette's story, you can always purchase her book. It's on Amazon.
Yes.
Yes, you can purchase her book on Amazon where she gives step by step, she gives more details about her healing,
yes,
her healing journey. Because looking at you right now, Yvette, I mean, it just the difference is amazing. I mean,
oh yeah,
you are exactly the type of woman that we want to introduce to our Brown Women Wellness audience to show them that you can do it; they can do it also. It's
mm-hmm.
not. I mean, it. It's really about your why. Some, you know, and you have to have a made up mind, you know, that
yes.
this is what you're going to do and you have to stick to it. It's very easy. And a lot of people wait until they're sick to do so. Okay. It's very common for people to wait until they're ill to want to make changes. And then you have some people, even when they're ill, you know, they're just going to follow whatever the doctor tells them to
mm-hmm.
do. And it could work or it could not work, you know, but, your braveness, and I will tell you this, I thought you were so brave. I mean, it was one of the things
thank
that
you.
I looked at and I said, she is so brave to tackle her health the way in the manner that you did. And then it was even braver to share it with the whole world, because I remember you were on in social media every day telling everybody everything. You didn't leave no holes barred. You were like, this is what's happening to me. This is what I'm doing. This is how I want to be. And now look at you. It's been, how many years has it been now? It's been maybe just 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, but it was since you've been healed fully. It's been two, maybe one.
Yeah, we've been plant-based for 2 years since March, March 20th.
Okay.
2022. I got it in the book.
So you did go plant-based, finally.
Yeah.
You gave up the chicken and the turkey.
And
now,
right.
Let me ask you this question. So your husband is plant-based also?
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
So by him going with you to this facility, it convinced him that he needed to go plant-based and do all
yes.
these other things too? Because he got a
yes.
chance to see. Because men have a tendency to think that they're okay. They have a tendency to think if they're not like feeling sick, they feel like they're okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
so they don't want to make any changes. But so you actually, it sounds like what happened to you is you actually saved your husband's longevity as well.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because now with him doing some of the things that you were doing, and then now that you guys are plant-based, and it's no secret that plant-based people live a long time, okay?
Thank
so tell us some of the foods that you like, that you enjoy.
Oh, what was that? So... foods that I enjoy. Oh, okay. I'm looking at it right now. I create a squash bowl,
okay.
you know, like a stuffed potato, like a
okay.
mashed potato, you know, so I'll bake the squash, when it comes out, you know, move it around and
mm-hmm.
so it can easily be, and then I will saute different vegetables, not to where they're limp like he likes them. I'm like, we don't like that anymore.
Getting rid of all the nutrients. Yeah.
right. We just getting a little heat on it. So
right.
And so that's one thing I do. An eggplant with noodles. I do. I love doing these noodle bowls.
Okay.
You know, we'll do giant. Huge dinner salads that
he's
B and I'm O, so
mm-hmm.
some of our foods that we eat cross connect, and that's what mm-hmm. I mainly focus on. Like everything I'm planting for this year is everything that we can both eat.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, except the cucumbers. I found out I can't eat cucumbers.
I see.
But he can, so we pickle those because he loves pickles. But okay. Everything else in the garden, the beets, the radishes, the carrots, the onions, the Swiss chard, and yeah, we can all eat that.
That's fantastic. So you're gonna basically you're planting your salad in your backyard is what you're doing. Yeah. It's like having your salad, you go back there and you pick it. That's something I'm doing for the first time this year. And because I never have time to do it, but I promised myself I was gonna make time because as we all know right now, food is so expensive in the grocery stores, even just vegetables now. I mean, it's crazy what the inflation has done to food. Plus, it's fresh. I mean, you're going right outside to your garden and you're just picking it fresh and it tastes different, right?
This
It doesn't taste the same as by the time it gets to the grocery store, right?
Right. No, and I could eat a tomato, and I heard about this before, how people just pick up a tomato and eat it like an apple. Mm-hmm. I tried that with the grocery store tomatoes. I'm like, ooh, how they do that?
All right.
But when I started growing my own tomatoes,
yes,
they are really scrumptious.
How about that?
I was growing the little tomatoes around the corner from my old house. And before I would take my walk, I would go grab a handful. And I would go, I'm like, somebody's eating my tomatoes. And I put it on Facebook. Somebody is eating my tomato. And my neighbor was the one eating them.
Eating your tomato.
He told me. And I'm like, well, Larry, just take a few. Don't take all of them.
It must have been really good.
They were good. They were, you know, the cherry popping tomatoes, and they really taste like a juicy cherry.
How about that?
That you would, you know, you're not, a, you know, the cherries, but it's a tomato. It's so good.
Yes.
It was so good.
So we're gonna wrap it up a little bit. Tell us, do you have some parting words for our audience in terms of some things that they just give us anything? You got any wisdom you want to tell us? And then show us your book again. Tell them where they can go and find your book, where they can find you and all those things, okay?
Yeah. You know, my words of wisdom for anybody who, I mean, we get one life. This is our temple. This is our, to me now, and I found out, you don't make money when you're sick. So your health is your number one wealth. But that's so cliche.
But it's true.
It is. And you don't realize that until it happens. Right. Andretta, you know, well, we met in the real estate realm during COVID. But before COVID, I was a top agent in my company. Mm-hmm. And making six figures, mm-hmm. and went from that to 48,000 down to 24,000. Mm-hmm. Your health, I found out, is my wealth, because that's all I knew how to do at that time.
Especially if you're self-employed.
Right.
Right.
And by myself.
Right.
God sent this husband to me, mm-hmm. to take care of me, because I would have been another one of my homeless veterans who I had to serve again.
Wow.
So for me to take myself on this 100-day journey of discovery, mm-hmm. of discovering how my body actually works, mm-hmm. and how it reacts to things that it's not supposed to have, mm-hmm. and how it reacts to things that it's supposed to have, it's a great difference.
Right. Wow.
It's a great difference.
Wow.
And I had no idea until I learned. Like, right. I told my husband today, I said, don't bring any more potato chips in this house. My body doesn't like them.
I hear you.
Don't like them.
In other words, go make some. You can make your own potato chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got the slicer. But it was so easy. 100 days. 100 days.
Yes.
To read this book. Do everything in this book, because you get 21 days in this book to do that total body reset. Okay. And in the 100 days, you follow the diet that your body really likes, mm-hmm. and you stretch. Mm-hmm. I got some stretching exercises in here too that are so simple. Just lay on the floor, put your legs mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all I started with. Mm-hmm. 100 days can change a person's life. for the better.
Well, thank you so much for the inspirational story. I'm glad we got a chance to get you on camera. And so for those of you who know, you can find Brown Women Wellness everywhere. We are right now, don't forget to join our community. You go to www.brownwomenwellness.com. We have now a community where women can come in and share recipes, share ideas. It's a private community that we would love to see you in there so that you can continue to be an inspiration to women all over the world. We have women in there from Nigeria, from everywhere. They're just in there trying to share information. So I'm so glad that you took the time to share your story with us. And hey, continue on success with you. I'll be watching you.
I know you do.
All right. So thank you so much again and take care.
Hi, I'm Andretta Robinson, a certified functional nutrition wellness coach with a personal journey that fuels my passion. In 2008, I faced a pre-cancer diagnosis that threatened my health and well-being. My determination led me to discover an alternative, non-surgical treatment that saved my womb and my life. Fast forward to the challenging times post-pandemic, I encountered new health hurdles, including high blood pressure and thyroid issues. Embracing a whole food, plant-based diet, among other lifestyle adjustments, empowered me to restore my health. Our platform is a treasure trove of wellness resources for brown women. Find us on YouTube and other social media platforms. Your wellness journey starts here.